Now, if I put a beam up and was, like, going to try to get into, like, the West Branch machine or something, maybe it would help. But, and most of the repeaters around here, I think the farthest one, well, Traverse City's quite a ways. That's 50-some miles out of Traverse City. Most of those repeaters. I get into the one up there in Sheboygan, a good 50 miles from here. Well, the other ones are 20 miles or less.
I used to think that computers would talk a lot better than the band radio, you know, on 10.05 or whatever. That's why I'm shocked that I can't get you over there at your home, because I don't be more than 25, 30 miles away.
Yeah, but you're not very high up at all. That's why. And then you're, you know, talking through your wall, basically, which that shouldn't matter too much, because that should be, I doubt you have too much electrical wiring or any metal stuff in your walls. But the height is the biggest thing.
The brick on the outside might have a little bit to do with it, but didn't we try it with my mobile one time? Didn't we try it that way?
I want to say so, when I was on my way home to see how far we could reach. And I don't remember how far. I think I was close to Elmira. And then it got real rough.
Well, I guess I'll put my antenna back on the pickup truck, and we'll give it a try one day this complex.
If it worked better, all you do is get it off. I know when I lived in a mobile home park downstate, when my wife and I first got married, and that was before I was a ham operator. We talked 11 meter, but talked a lot of 11 meter sideband. My brother Dale, that lives in Hale, he lived where he lives now, and I was in off M81 Robin Glen trailer park. And that trailer park wouldn't allow you to have TV antennas, nothing up. And I would point my truck. So it was pointing at his house as best I could. And I hooked the barrel connector to my mobile antenna and run coax into the house. I had a base radio set up in a little linear. And I used to use it that way all the time and talk. And there was nothing they could do about it. They couldn't prove it. I had the coax hidden where they couldn't see it going up in there and through my door. And, yeah, we used to talk like that all the time back and forth. I mean, where you park, you know, obviously you wouldn't want to do it during the daytime, but like this time of night, no one would ever know. You're sitting at a crosshair just for the time you got a flab on the radio, and then unhook it before you go to bed.
Nah, I wouldn't want to be doing that every night, taking it apart. About doing that sometimes, but nah, not me. Plus, if somebody went walking down the sidewalk and didn't see it, and if they tripped and fell, I'd get in trouble for it. So I thought about that at one time.
Yeah, but how many people you got walking around at that time of night? 11, 12 o'clock at night, aren't they mostly older people?
We get foot traffic down through the time. Younger people. I don't know if they're up to any good or not, but we do get it.
Well, I'll tell you another scenario. When my mom and dad moved, they lived out on farm, and after I moved out, got married and had moved out, they decided to leave the farmhouse and move into town. Into an apartment to downsize, and Anyhow, my dad loved his radios. He had a really nice one in his truck. And at that time, my brother-in-law worked at Muffler Man. And he took exhaust pipes and flared them. Made a nice tripod that would set, kind of like you'd put an umbrella in, you know, for a patio with some umbrella bases, and they're real heavy. You can put water in them or sand in them. Anyhow, he made it where it was telescopic. He could slide those together and skimmy it all the way up to about 20 feet in the air. And had a metal plate on the top of it, so he could set his magnum mount on there. Well, that's his 11-meter, but he talked all over God's creation with that, like that. And that's another option you could try to get away with. I don't know. Just a thought, throwing it out there. KD8HNT.
W8R there. I thought for about a year how I would do it, and then I finally just did it this way. I'm not unhappy that I did it with a staple in here. I mean, let's face it, where my antenna is on the wall getting all the way up to Sheboygan, that ain't nothing to sneeze at.
No, absolutely not. But think of it this way. Some of the reason why, like, sitting in your house doing, geez, my brain ain't thinking. Simplex, you're facing south. That antenna's on the south wall. So you're, the way it's set up, you're more directional. You can talk north and south probably better than you can east and west.
Yeah, that could be too. That could be.
But you're right, you do a pretty good job the way you are. I mean, you do. I see when I get over there to get time, we'll get over there and we'll program a couple of those other repeaters in so you can play around with them. And who knows, you might get one of those better that both, you know, that we can use too. Besides this, we can go back and forth between them.
Doing okay now again, ain't I?
Yeah, you're crackly, but I hear you, no problem. But it is crackly. And I noticed on, it ain't just you, because I noticed on the net earlier today that some of the guys were coming in crackly, depending on the repeater they were on. So I don't think it's all necessarily to do with you. I think it's just some of the repeaters. Maybe they're struggling to connect with each other.
Are you able to get into the Gaylord repeater now?
I can tee it up in that, but it's pretty rough to hear. It ain't really any much difference. I mean, I don't know. I haven't tried in a while. Now the leaves are coming down. That makes a difference. More of the leaves come down than the trees are bare. Believe it or not, that does make a difference.
Yeah, I believe it. Yeah, the leaves do.
That's just because, you know, FM, the signal goes, it's a straight a line of sight, you know, where HF, your signal bounces. And, you know, 11 meter, 10 meter, you know, anything HF, your signal bounces. Well, FM don't. It's all line of sight, so the higher you are, the better you are, is really. That's the biggest thing. It works good. It's just, it's more of a line of sight than compared to, because your signal don't bounce.
Yeah, true too. Is it cold there tonight yet?
What was that?
getting chilly over there yet tonight?
Yeah, not as bad as it was last night, though. Last night it got downright cold out, but no, the temperature ain't quite as bad tonight. I mean, it's still chilly, but it ain't as cold as it was. Let me see what, I got 43 degrees right now. It says it feels like 36 degrees, and the low is supposed to be 34 tonight, so it's definitely warmer than it was last night.
Okay. I haven't touched the power chain on my radio, and for some reason, it looks like it ain't putting out the power it was last night. What happened to you?
I was messing around with my blood pressure checker.
I just made a change on radio. Did that change anything?
No, not really. It's still crackly. What do I sound like coming in over there? Am I crackly too, or no?
No, you're good and clear.
Hey, fix that stupid repeater there, Gaylord. We never had any problems until the ice them. And they get that running the way it's supposed to.
I'm willing to bet they'll probably never fix it. I don't know.
Yeah, apparently they only like talking about 20 miles away. They figure that they don't want to talk to anybody farther away.
I did the best I could to help them. You helped me too. And they didn't. Whatever. I'm not going to talk about that history. Water under the bridge.
Yeah, that thing could do so much better. And if they're 100 feet off the ground, I lived in Bertrand, my 2-meter antenna, I ended up on a tower, and that was 100 foot in the air. And I'm here to tell you what. I could hit the West Branch repeater from Bertrand. And that was, it was at least 80 miles as the crows flies. And I could get into that repeater like nothing. And I could hit a lot of repeaters down towards Detroit, Benton, Lapeer County, I mean, all over. And that was only on, at that point, the radio I had down there, that was only like a 50 or 55 watt radio. Wasn't like I was running anything big wattage. I didn't get no bigger wattage radios until I got moved up here. So, there's no reason why that repeater couldn't do better than what it's doing.
Well, like I said, I tried. Nobody listened to me. I just got that all I could take. I just got fed up.
Yep. That's all you can do. Now, the old wife, you ought to be pulling in here in another 5 minutes or so.
Well, I'll let you go for now, then, and I'll talk at you later. And, I'm brain dead tonight. I got my mind on other crap right now, too, I guess. I'd like to buy a modern generation 2-meter radio. I seen one on, what place I buy from, I can't remember right now anyway. VX Engineering. They're about $500, so I really like the looks of it. It wouldn't look bad sitting here. It'd be a modern generation. I mean, this is a 40-year-old radio, so it might be to upgrade and do it. But before I do that, I'm going to buy me an AR-10.
All right. You can buy a radio just like what I got here. It's a Yaesu 2980. Does 80 watts. For right around $200, brand new, shipped to you.
Yeah, but I found one I really like, and it's bigger than what you got. I like a big, bulkier 80. I don't even like my Icon that I got pickup. It's too skinny. I'd like to replace it, too. But heck, the one in my pickup truck, that 2-meter rig, probably don't even have $100 used on it, and I've had it for, 15 years, I think.
Right. Yep. Yeah, see, I like, I don't mind my HF radio being bigger than that, but my 2-meter radio, like, it's smaller, it's easier to mount and stuff. And they make these in a small, but they have a big punch still. And I, my HF radio ain't that big either. The 450, it ain't real little, but it ain't real big either. The one I really like, though, radio, if I could get my hands on it, on one that worked real well, was still in good shape, was the Kenwood, Kenwood, not 1,000, maybe it is a 1,000, it is a big rig. My buddy Claire had one down in Montrose. That was a beautiful radio. That radio went for $2,000-$3,000 brand new back in the day. And, now, I wouldn't mind having one of those sitting on my bench, because that was a nice rig.
When I lived up in Vanderbilt, I had a T940. That was a nice big tent. I loved it. But it started smoking itself up, and I got somebody wanted to repair it in a lot of places 15 years ago. Wouldn't even work on one. The parts are too hard to get for it.
Yeah, maybe it was a Kenwood 940. It was a big radio. A lot of knobs.
Well, 940 and take a look and see if that's the one you're thinking about.
Yeah, I'll look it up right now. TD-80HNT.
W-8-R-R-M.
Yep, that's exactly the radio. Kenwood. PS940S, HF High Frequency Transceiver, AM/FM Ham Radio. Yep. A guy has one here on eBay. Radio in mint condition, working condition, but the microphone is junk. It's he has on there for $619. But I do know when they originally when they sold them brand new, they were a couple $1,000 radio.
Yes, they were. Just for about 10 years, I loved it. But, I wish I had another one, but I don't have a place to use it now anyway.
Yep, he had two of them. Sent one home with me to play with. Oh yeah, I fell in love with that radio. Wow, that was an old radio, an older one, but wow, I really fell in love with that thing, and man, did that sound good. I got nothing but compliments with that radio. That was just a really, really, really a nice radio. And then when I used to run at home, it was a Kenwood, TS-440. It was considered a mobile, but it was about the size, maybe a little bit bigger than the 450, the Yaesu I have, but right around that size, just a pinch bigger. That was an awesome radio, too. I had that one right up until I got this one, and I really liked that one, too. That was that was a nice talking radio, too. And the receive on it was awesome.
Take home my good Yaesu and play with it, but in love with it, you'd never want to give it back.
What Jesus is that?
FTX.
I didn't catch that. You cut out when you were saying what kind.
Let me look and see if the number on it was. I forgot. It's the STDX 1200. Look at that one. You'd like it too.
No, yeah, I'm familiar with those. Yep, they're a nice rig too. Yep, but I like my Yaesu 450. I mean, it's an awesome radio. I have no complaints about it. It does a good job.
So is that crackliness still in there with me? Am I still crackly?
It comes and goes. like this last time wasn't bad, but then there's other times it's there real bad. That's like it almost, now I'll tell you what it sounds like. It almost sounds like you got a loose connection somewhere, like a microphone or coax loose connection. That's what it sounds like. It's probably not. Like I say, it's just the conditions in and out of the repeater with it changing. That's my guess. But that's what it does sound like, though. Like you got a loose connection.
What about checking the radio? Hang on a minute. Back. Connection. They're nice. I remember to give the repeaters time to link, too, don't I?
Yep. Just tonight. I'm guilty of it myself. But, yeah, just a few seconds, you know, you key down and count to like 3, 4, 5, and then talk, because yes, it takes for you see up to one repeater you're keying into, but it takes a moment for all the other ones to connect. So if someone's listening on another, like myself, I'm listening on the repeater in Petoskey. You know, to make sure they both connect to each other. But, yeah, I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know if it's, I don't think it's anything to do with your radio. I think it's just to do with the repeater up there in Sheboygan.
Didn't we used to get on the East Jordan repeater once in a while?
Yep. The East Jordan repeater no longer works ever since the ice storm hit. It hasn't been on the air since then.
Oh, okay. But I still got a little crackly the whole time I'm talking, or just at the end?
No, the whole entire time you're calling or talking. Yeah, it's the whole entire time. It's like you're holding your mic and the cord's wiggling and there's a loose connection crackling, kind of. I guess best way to describe it.
Still getting all that now too, right?
Yeah. But remember last night, the longer we talked, the later it got, the better it got. The conditions got better. Like it started clearing up.
Well, I have swapped microphones on you 3 different times tonight, so it's definitely not neither one of the microphones.
Now, I'm here. That might be just coincidental, but you sounded really good that time.
Really? Now, I wonder why that would be.
I don't know, but I don't think it has anything to do with the mics. I just think it's the repeater thing. It's just that you're not getting into that repeater real good.
Well, I did, though. I swapped mics 3 times on you tonight, and I'm back up original one now. I'll be doggone.
Yeah, you still have a little bit there, a little crack hole, but not as bad. But it comes and goes, you know what I mean? It's not always there. About every other transmission that's there.
And that's been all night while we've been talking, right?
Right. But you sound, I'll see you sound good right now again. So, I don't know. I don't know. I think it's just conditions, and the later it gets, kind of like HF 40 meter and that, and 80 meter. The later you get in the evening, the better it is.
Could be, because I just noticed since we've been talking, the ground floor noise has gone from about a 4 down to a level 2.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it's a combination there. The airwaves are changing the later we get. You don't keep your squelch up? I keep mine up so I don't hear any of that air noise.
Oh, I got the 3/4 of the way up, but I got the RF gain on open so I can read the meter. I like looking at the meters when I'm talking.
Gotcha.
He's talking on the 1-9 or the 7-4, Roger?
Oh, hello, Joe. I'm on the Sheboygan repeater.
Okay, hi, Tom. NAJTQ here. Now, sometimes that 7-4, it's crackly on me, too. Try the 1-4-5, 1-9.
That one had you.
I didn't copy that.
You asked if I tried a different one. Which one was it? Where's it at?
The newer Petoskey repeater, 1-4-5-1-9.
No, where's that one located at? I don't even have that on my list.
I think it's just south of Petoskey. It's been up, I don't know, most of this year.
Yeah, it's the one I'm talking to, Roger. I tried to tell you that you'd be better off to probably go to that one. It's a whole lot closer. It's the one I'm going to. It's the one to Petoskey. 109, or 145, 190, 103.5 tone.
Right. Well, when you come over, maybe we'll figure out how to put it in here. I'll have to download the schematics on this radio. I mean, it's been 15 years since I've fiddled with any of the buttons other than the mic gain and the 12.
Right. How you doing tonight, Joe? It's been a while.
Hi, Tom. Yeah, doing pretty good. Watching the World Series. 12th inning. I've had it. I'm going to bed. Roger, good to hear you. You look like you're looking all right. So I'm going to get out of here and try to get up at a decent hour in the morning. You guys have at it. Good to hear you. NHATQ.
Hi, Roger. You have a great night. Good hearing you. As always, in 73KDNHNT. I don't know if I said Roger or Joe, but I meant Joe.
Okie dokie, Joe. Thanks for saying hi to us. Hey, before you run, did you guys ever get that antenna up and down yet?
It's installed at the base of the tower. We're just waiting on a climber.
All right, buddy. Have a good night. Thanks for saying hi. Take care. NAJTQ8RRM.
Okay, yeah, it's working better than the broken antenna was, so... Yeah, it's got some of the footprint back. So, all right, well, you guys have a good one. I'm going to go throw another log on the fire. WRMNHATQ.
I'll get over there near this week yet. And I'll get that thing programmed. I can figure it out. I'll just YouTube it. It'll tell you how to put the repeaters in. that's the fastest and easiest way to than trying to look through the book.
Oh, maybe I'll YouTube it tonight and get refreshed with it a little bit. That's how I ended up doing my FTDX 1200. I YouTubed it the first night I bought it. But heck, even that radio I bought in 2014, holy crap, that's an old radio now too.
Oh yeah, the years go by fast. Yep. But hey, they work good. There ain't no sense of changing them. That's my theory. The only reason I bought the 2 meter rigs I got now because my other ones went belly up on me. Yeah, as long as they work good, I don't bother changing them. I don't need to have the most modern, new technology. As long as it does what it's supposed to do, that's all I care.
Well, I made my mind up when I get me another home to live in, I'm going to even get another, just a 10-meter rig. Another, Ranger. I like them. There's the big consoles, just because they look good. I'll use one of them on 10 and 12. I think they go on 15 now, too. But, yeah, that FTDX 1200 don't even have 10 hours usage on it. I did have it hooked up in my apartment when I put that loop up in my apartment. And I got over a 20 dB noise level around here on HF. I heard one guy. It wasn't worth it, you know, not with that type of a noise level. It's so noisy over here. It didn't work except, you know, the 2 meter rig, really.
Yeah, see now, I get, depending on what band I'm on, but I do need to get the wire up a little higher, and I'll be able to do that once I move the 2 meter antenna. The way it's at right now, my tie-off is bumping up against the 2 meter. Once I drop that 2 meter, I can tighten up the rope on the wire, which will bring it up another 10 feet or so. Anyhow, like 80 meter, I get about noise level about 20, between right around there, 15-20. 40 meter, nope, drops down to about 2-3. It just depends on what band I'm on, the noise level I get.
I was spoiled when I lived up there on my ranch. I had no floor noise anywhere, not even on HF. And 2 meter was dead quiet all the time unless somebody was talking.
Yep. And some of it depends on the antenna, too. Like, I got this T5 RV, and I ran it down in Bertrand. 80 meter had a little bit, not quite as much noise as I got here, but it did have noise. One thing I did find, on certain frequencies on 80 meter, I had a buzzing noise. It took me a long time to figure out that it was my plasma TV that I had. As soon as you turned it on, oh my God, yeah, you weren't hearing nothing. And, but with this antenna I have, it works its best at 35, 40 feet in the air. And I don't have it quite that high. It's about 20, 25 feet right now. So I can get it up another 10 foot. It'll be where I want it. I do believe there's something in this house that's causing a little bit of this problems on 80 meter. I just have put my finger to it, figured out what it is. And the thing is, I got, you know, my son and my daughter-in-law living with us. They got stuff in their bedroom running, like God knows what. Same way with my daughter and her boyfriend and their bedroom. that's all plugged in and running, God knows what. Because I want to say I didn't have that kind of noise until I had them here. And then I really think it's something that they're running plugged in that it's causing disturbance. But I do believe if I get it higher up away from the house, that will help with a lot of it. KDAD Chinty.
Well, when are you going to put your 2 meter up higher?
Whenever I get a moment that I don't have to do nothing. Like tomorrow, I got to mow grass. I got to run to Petoskey for a couple different things. That day shot. Wednesday's another busy day, and then it's supposed to start raining. I mean, it's just whenever I don't have anything else that's pressing.
So maybe next year, huh?
No, it'll be here within the next few weeks. I got a couple real nice, hefty plays that'll be up next week. doing some deer hunting, and then they're going to be hunting around noon, 11 o'clock. And I thought I might put them to good use. If I get myself, my other son, and a couple people, you're talking less than an hour, and I'll have it done what I need to do, what needs to be done. It's just I can't do it all myself.
Well, good. You'll get it done next week, and then maybe we'll be able to do reflections instead of play on these repeaters.
It's kind of what my game plan is. If I don't have it up before they come, they're not going to be hunting all day. They're going to hunt in the morning, come up, and hunt the evening. And my nephew, all I do is ask him, and I know he'll help me. I'll have it already laying there, the tower all bolted together, the antenna on it, coax, everything I need to do to it. And then when they get here, I just need them to help me stand the damn thing up.
What are you going to do, dig a hole in the ground, put the bottom of the tower in the ground about 4 foot?
Yep, that's what I did. It'll be freestanding. The way I had it in Burt Run, I had a lot more tower down there. I had, 80 feet. And I'm not putting that much tower up there. We get too much wind. And where I'm at, my house is located, we get a lot of wind in the winter. So I'm not putting it up as high as that here. I'm putting up probably 30 feet of tower and another 10 to 20 foot of mass pipe and color good.
Well, good deal. You get it up that high, I'll bet we'll be able to talk simplex.
Well, that's what I'm hoping. I figure above ground, if I can get, at least 30 feet above the ground, because I'm going to be losing some, putting it in a hole in the ground, stove it in the ground, put some rocks in there, some ready-mixed cement, and bury it all, wet it down real good. That won't go nowhere. And then with the mass pipe, you figure another 10, at least 10 feet. So there's 30, 40, the antenna. So the tip of the antenna should be about 50 feet in the air, or maybe a little more. So that's up there a pretty good piece.
That ought to work pretty good.
Yeah, originally I wanted to put 100 foot up here, but after I realized the kind of wind we get here and that, I'd have to have guide wires run every which way in my yard. And it's like, no, I don't really want to do that. This way it'll work a lot better. And then, that's plenty. I mean, that's high. That's plenty high enough. I think they should do a real nice job being up there at that distance.
Well, you would think it would.
And I'm running a diamond 2 meter antenna. I mean, it's a is not a Cincy antenna at all. I'll be right back. I got to go to the square room. Can you hear me, Cindy?
Okidoki, W8RRM, listening.
Hi, I'm back. KDHNP. And I've noticed as we've been talking that you seem to be clearing up more and more. That's what tells me it's that repeater and conditions are getting better the later it gets.
Well, that's weird because earlier I was down to like 1.5 or 2 for a floor noise. And now I'm up to a 3 off of my gate.
Yep, I don't know. I mean, you still got a little scratch in there, a little scratchy, but I can, you sound really good. I understand everything you're saying and don't hinder me under hearing you. It is, seems to here lately, for the last while, it seems like it's cleared right up a lot more than what it was, so that's what I'm thinking's going on. We get over there, we program the 145190, which that is definitely going to be closer, which Joe's right, it's a southern part of Petoskey. I'm not sure exactly where, but I know it's the southern end of it anyways. That'll help you, just because it's closer. I mean, look at myself where I'm at. That 740 is crackly when I get in on it to talk to you. You know, so that's what I'm saying. I think that's the biggest thing. We put that one in there, and I'm gonna put the Mancelona repeater in there, which is 20 miles to the south. You like that? Listen to some of those guys. It's not a real busy repeater, but when there is people that get on there, some really nice guys there. Trying to think if there's any other ones that would be right in the vicinity. I think those are the only two. The other ones that I get into, those are like Traverse City, which is, so that's like 58 miles south of me. That's quite a ways away. The East Jordan one, yeah, I don't know if they're ever going to fix it. I haven't heard. I don't know. But that's been down ever since the ice storm, and it's never been up since then. I think that's the only repeaters I can know of right off the top of my head that they're relatively close. It would be good ones for you to run or put in your radio.
Yeah, well, we know the Gaylord one ain't right yet. Let's see, that's April, May, June, July, August, September, October. 7 months. That's ridiculous.
If I wasn't scared to climb, I'd climb that pot liquor. But I'm scared of heights. I'm not much for heights at all. It took me the longest time when I would deer hunt out of a ladder stand 20 feet off the ground. I had to practice climbing up, down, and sitting there and getting used to it where I wouldn't be scared to sit there because I don't do heights.
Well, I haven't climbed one since I was about 66 years old, and I'll be 75 in March. I don't think I have any business doing it, especially when my upper body strength is just gone.
Yeah, no, you have no business be climbing up that pot like you're. No, that's a young man's job, that someone's steady on their feet to do something like that. Not to mention, get someone that's done that. I might know someone that, come to think of it, that might do that for him. I know he climbs towers. He belongs to the 9-4 West Branch clan. His name's Robert. I have to think of his call sign. I've heard of him talk about climbing people's towers and doing stuff for them. And see if we can hook up, see if he would like to make a couple extra bucks to do that. You know, technically when you're doing that, you better have a climbing harness and that where you can clip it right onto the tower. So if something weird does happen, you slip or something, it catches you, you know, he ain't going nowhere.
Well, like I said, I don't have any business doing it, and I think it's pitiful that 7 months later and it still ain't up. And that they could have had an antenna up on that thing in May, but they just procrastinated and procrastinated, and I don't think that's any way to run the club.
Well, to give them the benefit of the doubt, it's hard to find anybody to do anything anymore. It was bad before COVID. Now that COVID's after COVID, you can't find anybody. You can't even find a neighbor kid that you pay him $30 an hour to mow your lawn or do anything. I mean, it's just it's really, really hard to find anybody to do anything anymore. And that could be some of the problem.
Well, there's a few of them in that club that are young enough to be doing it, a lot younger than I was when I quit doing it. And like I said, I told our vice president of the club exactly why I bowed out. And he called me a couple times. We talked, but he said, no, you leave. I don't have nobody to pick on. I said, well, I'm sorry, but I'm done. And I just had all I could take. You know, too many people are, what do you call it? I don't know. I'll just keep my mouth shut for now. Tom, I think my major problem was when I had my trucking company, I only had one truck and trailer. And the only thing I had to offer all of my customers, because there's probably 200,000 other rigs running around the country. The only thing I had to offer my customers was service beyond a price, and by God, I gave it to them, and I don't expect anybody to do any less of a service than what I did all my life, and that's probably one big problem I have, but I'm not going to change. I mean, when I first moved up here, I couldn't find anybody to do any work on my property, and I wasn't home enough to do it. So I'd come straight back from Washington with maybe 10 hours sleep, unload the rig, come home. I went and bought the piece of equipment I needed to work on my property, and I'd work from sunup to sundown on my property for 4 days, then go to the West Coast and come back again and do it all over again. I mean, I worked my friggin' butt right off. And I think you know where I'm coming from. If you're going to do something, you do it, and you do it right, and you don't procrastinate about it. You get it done.
I do know what you mean, but I'm just here to tell you, there's not guys like out there, like myself or you, the older generation, like that anymore. They're just not. It's just not. They don't make them like that anymore.
That's just like the man I voted for this time.
I'm just here to tell you.
Basically, I'm 90% happy with what he's been doing, but there's some crap coming up late that I think he's made the wrong decision.
And
I got mixed emotions about that.
There's still some out there, but very little. Most of them don't want to do nothing for big money. You know, they expect to get paid big money for nothing, or very little anyways. So, and it's just sad to say, but that's the way the generations are, the younger ones are. I'm glad my kids aren't that way. They're go-getters, and I made them that way. Drilled it in their head all their life from the time they were little. And stuff like that, but it's just, That's just we got those type of people gonna be running this country someday. I'll be glad I'll be dead and gone by the time that happens, hopefully.
You and I both. My son's a carbon copy. Well, he works 80 to 90 hours a week. Not because he always wants to, but because things are hard to do. I mean, he's a workaholic just like I am. I've always been that way. Had to retire. I feel guilty about it now that I can't do what I used to do. Then again, too, I know that you get older and things change. And I'm finally learning to accept it. But it's the hardest thing I've ever had to accept in life.
Yep. Yep, it is. I know there's things I can't do anymore than I used to. And, for years, I mean, when I was a kid, so, my parents didn't have to ask us kids to do this and that. We just did it. It was expected of us to do home chores like dishes after dinner that my sisters would do them, and things like that. Us boys used to mow the lawn because my dad worked lots and lots of hours. And we mowed a 2-acre lawn with a frickin' 20-inch bush mower. But that's just things that we did. We knew that, you know, growing up, that it wasn't a choice or anything. It was just a way of life. And that's just what you did, you know. And then as I got older, I started mowing the neighbor's lawns with a bush mower. And they were big lawns. And then when I was old enough to hire in to a real job, 15 years old, I worked at Sender's Restaurant for, 7 years, somewhere around there. I started out as just a dishwasher and worked my way up. But before I was out of high school, I was a manager over the kitchen. And they just didn't pay enough. And then I took into the lawn care business, figuring that was just going to be, you know, a job until I found a better job. Well, it ended up being a career. I started making big money in that. And I did that, the outside work, pruning trees, spraying lawns. Back then, they didn't have these ride-on machines. We had to do it all manually, pushing a spreader or dragging a hose. And did that for, all but 30 years, 28, 29 years. And then I got offered the job I'm doing now. Well, it got to the point where I was I couldn't hardly walk anymore, and that's when I realized I had to have hip surgeries. And so I took over the job I did doing now, and I've been doing that for, over 10 years. I've been working for 40 years of my life. But I go back when I was working, outside and all that. I'd leave the house at 6 in the morning, and I didn't get home till 7 o'clock at night, every day, 6 days a week. The only day I had was Sunday to mow grass. The only day I had was Sunday to mow my 3.5-acre lawn and work on cars or anything else I had to do. So they just don't make them like that anymore. The younger generation just won't do it.
Yeah, it sucks. Then I get off on this bit about why in the damn hell did our government just give, I think it was Argentina, $40 billion or something? We got people here at home that are starving, and now the 1st of November, because of the government shutdown, there's going to be some major problems unless they end it, because people that are on food stamps aren't going to get their money to eat. And I think that's a bunch of crap. The Democrats are just totally screwing this country left and right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. My nephew. I have a nephew that works for, he was in the military. He's retired out of there, but he works for the Social Security Administration. And he ain't got a paycheck in a month.
Always been a jerk, forever, and he ought to be booted out, in all honesty. I don't know. Anyway, I ain't going to get into politics tonight. I ain't in the right mood for it. I am glad that a lot of things are getting changed for the better. And the stock market rallied today and yesterday because Trump got rid of 100% tariff that China was going to put on us. And made a bunch of deals with some people overseas. Is definitely going to benefit the country. I mean, the guy's trying as hard as he can. I mean, he's not going to be perfect. Like I said, I'm upset about them giving Argentina, I think it was Argentina, a bunch of money because they're broke. Well, who's going to take care of us when we get broke?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I don't know what happened that last transmission. You fizzled out. You keyed the, had the repeater keyed, but your modulation just kept getting lower to where I couldn't hear you. But, yeah, that Schumer and that Schiff, those two dudes need to go. They have no business being in that office anymore. They need to go. Those are the two worst ones right now in there. And, yep, they need to go. And they would rather give illegal immigrants health care and money to live on every month than to help our own citizens of our country. And that's why the government shut down, because the Republicans ain't going to budge. They're not going to give in to it. And neither will the Democrats, so they're at, you know, it'll end eventually, but they said this is, I forget, going to be the longest government shutdown in history if it goes another week or so.
I got a habit of getting on the phone. Why the modulation got down, like right now, like I usually do, but sometimes I get back here like this and it makes a big difference. So right now I got back on it. Is that what happened?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it was just kind of like you kept turning the volume down more and more and more. Then all of a sudden it's like, yeah, he's gone.
Well, the way I got this thing set up, it's kind of hard to sit comfortably. My back starts hurting and I sit back in the chair a little bit. And then I get away from the microphone. I don't want to pick the microphone up, and I like leaving it there in the desk. Form, and you know what can I say? This is the way it is. See, get further and further and further and further away, and then now I'm going to come back up and start eating your phone again, and that's how come my volume. I'll bet you.
Oh yeah, that's for sure. That's what it was. Yeah, I need to get a better chair than I sat in. I sat in a kitchen chair, hardwood chair, which is all right. But when I sat here a real long time, I know what you're talking about. I need to get me up. But I got one on Amazon. I put my wish list. It's a desk chair, but it's a desk chair / gaming chair, like these people that play these video games nonstop, and it's really nice and cushy, but it sets up like a regular office chair, desk chair, and it's a couple hundred bucks, but man, does that thing look cozy. So I put in my wish list, someday I got a couple extra bucks to throw, I'm going to get me that pot liquor.
Yeah, I was looking at them today on Amazon when I finally picked out the scope I'm going to buy for this rifle. Means it's got that, kind of like that dull stainless steel barrel on it. I found one that's polished aircraft aluminum, and it looks good, too. And I want to put that on top. Then I found a kind of a brownish-colored bipod to put underneath it, so it ought to look pretty good when I get it done.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was a sharp-looking rifle, I got to say.
Yeah, I use that dollar-down, dollar-a-day deal that they got over there at Jay's, and I bought one firearm every year that I've been retired. I just want to have something to leave my son, you know? It's really about the only reason I've been buying them. I've bought five now in 5 years, and after Christmas I'll go pick out another one and pick it up in October or November. I think the next one I might buy will be an AR-10, though. Because if the shit does hit the fan, I want something that's going to go through body armor instead of bounce off.
Yep. Know what you mean. Ah, shoot. Anymore, I'm a night owl, but my eyes are getting heavy. I have a hard time. It don't matter if I'm working or not. I have a hard time. Now I can sleep for so many hours, I get uncomfortable. My back, what it is, my lower back. And then it pinches the nerves in my legs, and then my legs start hurting, and it just, from my lower back down, they get aching, twitching. I do take medicine for the restless leg twitch, and which it does help for the most part, but it's still, there's some days that don't take care, you know, don't take it all. So then I take Tylenol. And I quit taking ibuprofen. I used to take Tylenol and ibuprofen in between, but the ibuprofen was tearing my stomach up where I was having awful, awful stomach problems. And since I quit taking them, I don't have that anymore. But it's just a, man. And, you know, it ain't so bad when I'm off and I'm not working, because I can take a little nap during the day. But when I'm working and doing that drive, I tell you what, there's some mornings I have a hard time keeping my eyes open going to work. And coming home, I don't know why, but it don't faze me as much. But on the way to work, it does. And have four more years, three and a half, if I talk them into laying me off for the last while until I can collect Social Security. And that's what my game plan is I'm trying to get laid off early, so I only have to work 3.5 more years. So I just keep telling myself that a few more years, just got to get through these next 3-4 years, and then I'm golden. And then once I retire at 62, I still will work. I'm going to find me a part-time job, and as long as my health is good, I already have a kind of an idea. What I'd like to do is a school bus drive. They're always short-handed, and most of them, they only need someone for about 20 hours a week, and that'd be right up my alley. They pay $27-$30 an hour, 20 hours a week. That's good for me.
I don't think I could put up with all the bunch of them little brats around. I'd probably get my butt in trouble because I'd pull over and make one of them get off the bus.
Yeah, kids don't bother me any. No. I don't foresee a problem. I don't. My wife and I sat down and I got dang near between regular nieces and nephews, great nieces and nephews, and great nieces and nephews. I got close to 100 of them. And then my own kids and my grandkids, and I don't know. Kids don't bother me. They wouldn't bother me at all.
All right. Well, I know you're being polite trying to stay up with me, so I'll let you go. I ought to go to bed anyway. So I'll let you go to bed and try to catch you tomorrow night, okay, buddy? KD8HNT, W8RRM.
Hi, Roger. Definitely a pleasure. Been enjoying the last few couple nights doing this. It's been working out pretty good, so look forward to doing it tomorrow night again. 73, you have a good night, and catch you tomorrow. KD8HNT.
K8, do you see him monitoring? Yep, quick. Hope he's not on anybody out there. All right. Well, I tried. I'm clear.
N-A-P-Z-T.
N-A-P-Z-T. KDATXQ, region KDATXQ, clear.
KVSU on Northern Michigan Link.
KI7, QMD Mobile, listening on 19. KI7, QMD Mobile, monitoring 19, Northern Michigan Link System. Anybody out there?
N8MJL Mobile.
Hey, good morning. Looks like you're up up north. Rick down here in Charlevoix. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Just driving through Petoskey. Thankfully, traffic's not that crazy.
I'm trying to find somebody at the Cherryland Club that does testing. You know anybody?
I think down there, Drake is the man. NH, I think it's DNH, is his call sign. It's been a while since I've talked to Drake.
I think it's NHDNH, but yeah, I know Drake. Okay, I'll try him at lunchtime and see if he's out there. I don't know where he's at today. But, yeah, I don't know. Are they still doing testing with the FCC closed?
Oh, that type of testing. I don't think so, but I've seen a couple things online where they're doing something to get around. I think they're still doing testing. It's just FCC is not issuing licenses.
Okay. Yeah, I got a friend that's wants to take their technicians, and it's like they went on the register with the FCC, and it's like, no way, we ain't working. So enough of that. But anyway. All right. Well, hey, thanks for the info. I'm gonna hit the 86 and see if I can pull Drake up and see what he knows. So, thanks again, KI7 QMD Mobile. Switching over to 86.
N8MJL Mobile.
KBSU KI7 QMD Mobile on 19 Link System. N8DMH KI7 QMD Mobile. KI7 QMD Mobile, listening on 19 Link System. WDATX KI7 QMD Mobile. KI7 QMD Mobile, monitoring 19. KI7 QMD Mobile, N8DMH, or N8DMH KI7 QMD Mobile, one way or the other. N8DMH, KI7 QMD Mobile. KI7 QMD Mobile.
KF8 DNM.
QMD Mobile.
KD8HNT, W8RRM. KD8HNT, W8RRM, looking.